Hello, dear friends, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
So glad you're here with us. God bless you today, and speak to your hearts, and cover your hearts, and watch over you in every way. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us. No. All right, here we go. Let's see. We said last time, I gave a little picture of the heart as being a reservoir or a pool. And we want to keep that pool sparkling clean. Do we have any pool cleaners out there?
Maybe.
Because if we're going to talk about the heart as a reservoir, which it really is a reservoir of our thoughts and our will and our emotion and our choices, if indeed that is the heart, then how do we clean the pool? How about that one, Jeannie?
Yeah. Well, we've got the famous verse, 1 John 1:9, New King James. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Nice. So now our topic is putting on the armor of God and putting on the breastplate of righteousness. So this verse is telling us that our heart can become unrighteous. And we need it to be clean. So, I mean, I'm going to read that again because I think it's
okay,
so fitting.
Good.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Somebody sent me a video years back, and it was these skateboarders who broke into the back of an abandoned house. And they wanted to skate in the pool. Because there was a pool back there. You know how they drop in and do all that stuff. Well, they got back there to the pool of this abandoned house. And it was gross. There were things growing in there. There were sticks of lumber. It was just gross, gross, gross. And so these guys stood at the edge of the pool looking down at this. And they were like, oh, what should we do? And they actually decided to clean it.
Oh, to clean it so they could...
And so that they could skateboard in it. So they started... It was just terrible, gross, mucky. But they cleaned that out completely. And then they were able to skateboard in there. So, with using that analogy, I wonder what things that we're unable to do or can't do or actually push people away because our hearts are contaminated. And all we need to do is to go to Jesus, confess those sins, and he does the cleaning work.
Right. Because it says he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah, so picture a beautiful pool with sparkling water, and that would be your heart. Kind of like a, not necessarily a return to innocence, because we're supposed to be wise, but it is a way in which we live. We did some counseling. Maybe you remember this, Jeannie, a few years back. And the couple that came to us, the wife was complaining that she thought her husband was up to something. And he might have been, because he would walk in the door and she'd say, hi. And he'd be like, yeah, hi. What do you mean? Why are you saying that to me? So that's an example of our hearts being guilty, dirty with guilt.
Defensive
right away. It's like, I just said hello, you know? All right. What do you got for us, Jeannie?
Well, I think that we need to remember that we don't just ask Christ to forgive us for our sins initially when we get saved and have a relationship.
Yeah.
But we sin every day.
Yep.
And so we don't want to. But because we're walking through a dirty world, we're going to get dirt on our feet.
Absolutely.
And I remember Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
And Peter was like, no, you're not going to touch my feet.
Yeah.
And then Jesus, you know, said, well, if I can't, then you can't have anything to do with me. And then he goes, okay, well, then wash my whole body. And he goes, no, you only need your feet washed. And to me, that meant that, you know, we have been saved. We've been forgiven by Christ.
Yes.
And yet, when our daily walk, we get muddied up feet, mud on our flaps,
yes.
You know? And so, when we recognize it, now, for me, I have to ask the Holy Spirit, because sometimes I can give in to a sin and not even be aware of it right then. So, my goal is to have the Holy Spirit really prick my conscience and help me to catch it right away, so it doesn't have a chance to start really building up and causing a bunch of gunk in my heart. Because then I can't hear the Lord, and then I can't be used by God. So I thought of another situation. I thought, you know, if we're supposed to be putting on our breastplate of righteousness to cover and protect our heart, if our heart's dirty, it would kind of be like somebody, oh, I'm going to go put on this real nice suit of clothes, get all dressed up.
But I haven't taken a shower.
But I'm not going to take a shower. And so you're just trying to cover it up. You know?
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about at all.
So we each need to take a shower and continually ask the Lord to cleanse our heart and forgive us when we blow it. And then he gets us right back on path, you know? I mean, he may tell us, go make restitution to somebody.
Sure.
Own up to what you did. Of course, you're going to ask the Lord to forgive you and your heart's sad about that. But you don't have to live there. Once he forgives you, once he tells you what to do, you're cleaned back up, have that armor in front of you, and don't let any other gunk get in there, you know?
Yeah.
So that you can keep standing when the enemy tries to assault you.
And you know, when you're in that place that you're just talking about right now, you're able to help other people.
Right.
And if you're not in that place, how can you help anybody else? Thanks, Jeannie, for that. That's a real nice picture for me.
Doesn't it say in 1 John that if you say you have no sin, you're a liar?
Right.
So, I mean, there is comfort in the fact that all of us blow it at times.
Sure.
So the more mature we get, the quicker we catch it with the Lord's help, quicker we get back on track, and we don't waste time, and we keep moving forward. So our, like I said, our heart doesn't get muddled up, doesn't interfere with what God wants us to do today. It's done.
Yeah.
So that should encourage all of us that this is just something, yes, not unique for you, but you do need to deal with it and
it's kind
keep
of
moving
like,
forward.
It's kind of like pool maintenance, would you say?
With a filter.
With a filter, yeah.
Yeah.
Or this is, this is daily life. And how nice that when we get dirty in our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, our actions, that we can get cleaned off. And we can, you know, these things that we're talking about, Jeannie, are very practical. This is for everyday living.
Right.
Or, you know, at the church this year, the theme of our church is Every Day with Jesus. I guess that's like devotional life, isn't it? Every Day with Jesus. And so every day with Jesus, you're checking in with him. Lord, how's my heart? And like you like to pray, Lord, what's your heart for today? Show me your heart and let me connect with that all day long. So these things are not distant from us. They're not just, you know,
it's
some kind of...
practical living.
Yes, thank you. This is practical living. So today... why don't you take your heart to Jesus?
Take a shower.
Take a shower, which is also known as confession of sin or repentance. And you know, I love that word, repent. It's an awesome word. Makes me right with God. And get clean. I find for myself personally, you know, we have a communion service at least once a month at church. And the first Sunday of every month. And I really use that as a time to get myself clean. But I'm not saying wait once a month, but...
you'd be pretty stinky if you waited a whole month.
I would.
I think starting out in the morning.
Yes.
When I surrender my life to the Lord in the morning, I say, Father, cleanse my heart.
Yeah.
Let's have it sparkling clean before we start my day.
As a matter of fact, why don't you say a quick prayer, Jeannie, as we end?
Father, we thank you that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins when we come to you and ask for forgiveness. And we pray, Father, that you continue to, through your Holy Spirit, show us when we get off track and just how willing you are to receive us back and give us the help that we need, that we can continue to be used by you throughout the day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. See you.